with BookBeat. I'm Don Swaim.
I noticed that newspapers no longer referred to me as beatnik poet, but they started referring to me as Pulitzer Prize-winning poet.
That's Gary Snyder, one of the original beat poets and winner of the 1975 Pulitzer Prize for his book, Turtle Island. Turtle Island is a Native American term for America.
There are so many mythologies, creations, like getting a little bit of mud from the bottom of the eternal ocean. And with that little bit of mud, they start making some land. And that land becomes where we live now.
In his book of essays, The Practice of the Wild, Gary Snyder meditates on the relationship between the wild and the sacred and likens the wilderness to the holy.
For us Americans, even though we haven't yet quite admitted it to ourselves, our wilderness areas and our national parks are our sacred lands.
Gary Snyder sees the debate over preserving the spotted owl as an almost religious dialogue.
It's very hard to make an argument to stop logging on millions of acres of forest lands for the sake of a few owls.
For Snyder, the question is the extent to which man values other beings.
I feel we have a moral obligation to keep on living together with the same community we grew up with. That is to say, the community of animals and plants that human beings grew up together with over the last 100,000 years.
Gary Snyder's essays, The Practice of the Wild, was published by North Point Press, which also reissued Snyder's first book, Rip Rap and Coal Mountain Poems. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Poet Gary Snyder is a passionate defender of the environment, but when he was in his 20s, he worked as a lumberjack.
I can appreciate how the loggers feel. I can appreciate the actual pleasure that one can take in being a logger, and I don't feel dichotomized or put in an adversarial relationship with the lumber industry. I can look at both sides of the question.
When Gary Snyder was in his teens, he began mountaineering in his native Oregon and Washington.
I was so impressed by the experience of high mountains that, naively enough, I thought, I'm going to have to write a poem about this.
Which he did, going on to study the craft of poetry and joining the original beatnik movement.
Some history books call me beat, and other history books call me part of the San Francisco Renaissance. It doesn't matter. I was very close with some of those leading beat writers. I was already a writer at the time that I first met Jack Kerouac and Allen Ginsberg and others. I was already doing my own work.
For 12 years, Gary Snyder lived in Japan and is a practicing Zen Buddhist, which requires a 30-minute meditation each day.
Sitting still for half an hour, you call that hard work?
Yeah. I don't think I have the capacity to sit still for a half an hour.
People do it without even being aware of it, actually. You know, and cats do it all the time.
Gary Snyder says animals make great Buddhists. North Point Press published his book of essays, The Practice of the Wild, and has reissued Rip Rap and Coal Mountain Poems. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. One day in 1975, the beat poet, Gary Snyder, was at home in California working in the garage on his Jeep truck.
A neighbor turned up and said, "Have you heard the news?" And I said, "What news?" And he said, "You've gotten the Pulitzer Prize." And I said, "Oh, I wonder what that means." And then I went back to work on my truck.
The Pulitzer Prize for poetry. But Gary Snyder says he had no clear idea just what the Pulitzer meant.
Eventually, I realized that in the United States, people really do judge you by what external signs of accomplishments you have. And I finally realized I was getting a little measure of extra respect.
Gary Snyder's recent book of essays is a meditation on the wilderness called The Practice of the Wild. And North Point Press has reissued Snyder's first book of poetry, Rip Rap and Coal Mountain Poems, one of which is August at Sourdough Mountain Lookout.
Down valley a smoke haze, 3 days heat after 5 days rain. Pitch close on the fir cones. Across rocks and meadows, swarms of new flies. I cannot remember things I once read. A few friends, but they are in cities. Drinking cold snow water from a tin cup. Looking down for miles through high, still air.
Poet Gary Snyder.
It's an interesting thing about poetry. It need not have a mass audience or even a large audience. It can be something we just do for ourselves.
Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.